Welcome to episode 14 of Greeting Mashiach. Today's episode will be about the Alma in the palace for the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach. You might have heard of this, you may not have heard of this. There's a lot of talk about it recently. There's a lot of misunderstandings, some things that are not even clear to us. And there are some people right now in Eretz Yisrael figuring it out, getting to the bottom of it, and figuring out exactly what the story is. But here today, we're going to talk about the general Arum, what we do know about the story and the importance of it. And let's get right into it. So, lady, why don't you tell us a little bit about the basic idea? What's it all about?
All right. So, I guess we'll start with a story, a very general story, because the details are being figured out right now. But there's a man, Chassid of the Rebbe, Zusher Rifkin, lives in Kfar Chabad, or lived in Kfar Chabad, and he passed away. And he loved doing stuff for the Rebbe. He was a big chassid of the Rebbe. He did a lot of miftzaim. He was very, very involved. And he very much wanted to do stuff for the Rebbe personally, in addition to doing shlichus, also to do something for the Rebbe personally, because he loved the Rebbe so much. So he sent his brother. His brother was going into Yechidus to the Rebbe, and before his brother went in, the Zusha asked his brother to ask the Rebbe if he can build him a house. Zusha wants to build the Rebbe a house, so his brother asks the Rebbe in Yechidus, you know, my brother wants to build you a house in Kfar Chabad, and the Rebbe asks, a house, and he says, a palace. So, obviously, after Yechidus, his brother calls Zusha and tells him what happened. And Zusha's like, what? What in the world? But the
right
Rebbe
off,
had...
Right off the cuff, that is crazy
correct.
Stuff. That's very, you might say, out of character it's in character of the Rebbe wanting big things, like big pa'ulas, but a personal house for the Rebbe, and the Rebbe of his own initiative... To say, that he wants a palace, that's mind blowing. That's crazy.
Right. In addition, it's also Tavshin Lamed Ches. So this is like in the middle of the Nesias. It's very, you know, it's very. There's no it's not big Mashiach, but there was still like we said in 2 weeks ago, I think, that there were Chassidim that still felt that the Rebbe was Mashiach, and they felt the need to called the Rebbe Mashiach, right? When they wrote in, they wrote Shlita.
It should be pointed out that the Rebbe, as so far as we know, and so far as anybody else knows, has had no aspirations of ever going to Eretz Yisrael without a crown on his head. to put it in a bit of a bold terms, the Rebbe always consistently refused offers to go to Eretz Yisrael, and didn't like when people pushed it, and it gave reasons, different reasons, that it was a whatever, because halachic reasons. But generally, you know, the idea was all the Rebbeim, aside from the Pidyon Rebbe, only because you couldn't visit the Kvarim of the Rebbeim. The Rebbeim stayed with the Chassidim in Galus. Mashiach nimtzu bezman makom haGalus. All the Rebbeim, they're the Mashiach of their day. And it's clear that Rebbe's with us in Galus until the end.
To the end.
The Eberstein himself was in Galus. The Eberstein himself, like the Rebbe says in the famous Kuntas Beis Tiberishim Babavel, the Rebbe speaks about it. So the very fact that the Rebbe's agreeing to a house at all, and certainly...
Correct. Not a house, a palace specifically.
It actually makes a lot of sense, because when you think correct. About it in that light.
So the Rebbe says not yet. Build me a palace. He throws in the idea of a palace, but not yet. So Zusha gets very excited, obviously, and slowly but surely, you know, as the years went on, every moment, you know, this was Zusha's passion. He really, really wanted to build, especially he wanted to build him a house for so long. And now that Rebbe is telling him to build a palace, he's very, very extra excited. So every moment that he has any connection that he knows someone is going to visit the Rebbe, asks about the building of the Arum, to build the palace. And for many, throughout the years, the Rebbe, every time it was mentioned, it was brought up, the Rebbe said, not yet, no. Until Tavshin Nun Beis, Reb Zusha Rifkin's wife was going by Yechidus Klalis, went by the Rebbe, and asked, you know, as was customary at that point, his wife asks the Rebbe if about the palace, that my husband wants to build you a palace, you know, can we build it? Asking permission. And the Rebbe says, you know, changes his answer all of a sudden, mitamo, ask a Rav. Ask a Rav in Eretz Yisrael and do like the Rav says. So, this is different. The Rebbe, for so many years, the Rebbe has been pushing it off and pushing it off and saying no and no and no. And here, in Tavshin and Beis, right? And we've been talking about the sichas of Tavshin and Beis. What the Rebbe was saying, the whole kach, everybody was so excited, everybody was involved. And the Rebbe was pushed, saying things so clearly about Mashiach and how we have the Hizgalus of Mashiach. And in those weeks, he was talking about the building of the Beis HaMikdash, that there's a story of ladies that sent in jewelry and then the building of the Beis HaMikdash, and then the Rebbe said a sicha about how we also have to how we also have to have the mitzvah not only of Shachanti B'Seicham of building a Beis HaMikdash, right? The Mishkan was the hira is that we should build a Mishkan in ourselves, but the Rebbe says that also the Pashat Kipshutei we have a mitzvah to build, so we have to build. So the Rebbe.
Yeah. It should be said, like Rabbi Hamlik was mentioning last week, that he was a guy who was not Lubavitch. He doesn't know. He didn't know the code, so to speak. He doesn't know when the Rebbe says something. Doesn't know if many games. He just knows simply what it says. And he took that, you know, in a good life. And the Rebbe says, that means the Rebbe says you could be a tzaddik. Go be a tzaddik or go do whatever it is. And we, so to speak, have our own code of interpreting things to levels of importance, unfortunately. But yeah, there definitely was, so to speak, a code, the way to understand the Rebbe. When the Rebbe said this and the Rebbe said that, he had to speak to the Alter Chassidim. The people who knew understood what it meant. So the people who don't understand, if the Rebbe is saying Taskadov, that's key for yes. That's key. That's not the Rebbe not sure if it's a good thing or not. That's saying the Rebbe giving his approval and, so to speak, delegating the... Everything is obviously to Rav, the Rav, and as soon as any Rav hears that, obviously they understand, and then they give their approval.
Right. If someone came to a Rav and said, "Oh, the Rebbe told me to ask you," the Rav would usually go along with what the Rebbe. If the Rebbe said no, then it would be a no. But if the Rebbe didn't say yes, he said ask a Rav, then the Rebbe would usually tell them yes to the
depends
affirmative.
What the thing was, obviously.
Correct,
just
correct.
There are times where people ask the Rebbe questions as the Rav, and the Rebbe's answer was ask a Rav because I'm not a Rav, and that's not my job over here. Go ask a Rav.
Right, correct.
But about things that are Rebbe-related, things like this, it's clear to everybody who understands how the Rebbe would give minus and answers that's...
Right, so the Rebbe told his wife to ask the Rav in Kfar Chabad, and you should do as the Rav says. So obviously Zusha calls the Rav in Kfar Chabad, which then was Rabbi Ashkenazi, and now the Rav is his son. But the Rav said, the Rav answered that it should be Besimcha, and they should build it. They should begin building it with joy in a good and auspicious time. All right, B'shal Tevim Mitzlachas. So here you have, so Zusha immediately goes back, they go, his wife is still in New York, and it goes by dollars, Zusha calls his wife and tells his wife what the Rav answered, to go and tell the Rebbe what the Rav answered. So they go by dollars, and this you could see in a video, and she goes by dollars, and she tells the Rebbe that the Rav said to build it, Besimcha and B'shal Tevim Matzlachas. That the building should be Besimcha. And the Rebbe says Amen, so it should be. He gives an extra dollar for the building and tells her to also be involved in the building. So they wanted to do the Hanachas of an Apina, but they wanted to do it immediately, so they did it in the nearest time. Purim Katan Tavshin Nun Beis, they went to the area to the area next to the base Menachem. Yeah, it's the shul over there in Kfar Chabad. That looks like 770. Right near, next to it, there's a plot of land. And they went there, and the Rebbe chose that place. And that's where they made the groundbreaking. They made the Anachas Avinapin on that place, and it was beautiful. There's a lot of people there from Kfar Chabad specifically. The Ashkenazi spoke very nicely. And that night after the event, the Zusha gets a call from Leibel Gerner asking about to tell him about the Anachas Avinapin with the report. So Zusha says, you know, it's late, I'll write a report and I'll send it in the morning. And Leibel made a maida that the Rebbe is on the line and he wants to know now. So Zusha says what he remembers, that it was this amount of people, this guy spoke, that guy spoke, different people that spoke. And when he said that there was a certain Alter Chassid that spoke at the event, that was there and spoke at the event, the Rebbe Leibel said, that's fine, that's what the Rebbe wanted to hear. And so they moved on. Like you said in the short...
The Rebbe's really involved in this. This is not a one-off comment or something. The Rebbe is really involved picking the place. The Rebbe is involved in this process. This is not like a Gleichwerte, like, oh, palace, or whatever, Stam. Like, no, this is a serious, actual, real thing.
Right. So like you said in the short, that, you know, for some reason it hasn't been built until now, but it's a very interesting thing that, first of all, a lot of people don't know about the story. The reason why a lot of people don't know about the story is because it seems to be something that is personal, something very specific to this guy, to specifically for Zusha. This is his avoda to do, his avoda to build the palace, and it's not our business. It's not our job. It doesn't need to take up any space in our mind, right? We have our mission over here. We have our shlichus. This is what we're going to do, and the palace is like a nice thing that someone thought about, and the Rebbe was okay with it. But what's very interesting, and this is what struck me the first time I heard about the story, it's like, oh my gosh.
First of all, yeah, I don't even know how someone could think that. How is a palace for Malach HaMashiach a personal... I don't see how that's a personal thing. That's like the whole Klal Yisrael. I don't even know what that means.
So I'll tell you why it might be a personal thing, because the Beis HaMikdash is for Klal Yisrael. That's a chiyuv for everybody to build the Beis HaMikdash, because it's for everyone. Everyone's going to use it. The palace is more personal. It's more Mashiach. The king needs a palace. Who's going to build a palace? The king is going to hire an architect to build a palace. That's what it seems from the story. It seems very much that the Rebbe, as Melech, you know, knew that it was coming, knew that he was going to be Melech HaMashiach. Like you said, the Rebbe was always Melech HaMashiach. Always was Mashiach. So you could say that he was looking for someone to do it for him, to be the one to get it ready for him. But even then, even still, why him? Why Zusha? First of all, he should have a lichtig Gan Eden. He's passed away. So now who's doing it? Whose job is it? So if Take Zusha was the one. So take it on yourself. You should be so excited about it. You should try to be involved as much as you can. Right? Now, okay, you're not going to fly to Kfar Chabad. You're not going to start building yourself, because either you don't have the funds to fly to Kfar Chabad, you don't have the time to fly to Kfar Chabad, or you don't know how to build, any of those things. But be involved as much as you can. Try to tell people about this.
This is something that should be near and dear to your heart. If you're a chassid of the Rebbe, and the Rebbe asked for a palace, that's such a, like I mentioned before, that's such a dramatic ask. That's such a big deal that you should be like, oh my gosh, the Rebbe, who for so long doesn't talk about the fact that he's a Mashiach, even though, like we spoke previously, that's underlying the whole Shlichus and the whole Nesias. The underpinning of it the entire time is that the Rebbe is going to be Mashiach and take us out of Golos. And then he says, build me a palace. That's mind-blowing. That's like, wow, let's go get the shovels.
To give you
an example, imagine for a moment that the Rebbe said that 770 is the physical place of the Beis HaMikdash, the future Beis HaMikdash, and that we need to expand 770. You'd obviously be Rishos HaGoch and under all the right authorities, you'd get out the shovels and you'd go expand 770. What's the Shaila? through the right channels, right. Obviously.
Of course.
But that's the natural, that's the reaction,
right,
should be. That's the feeling.
Correct. So something that I guess it's common, and we spoke about it a few weeks ago, is that there is a certain kaltkeit, there's a certain, like, you know, don't get too excited. But why shouldn't you get so excited? I think I personally have been formulating this thought about how the reason why a lot of people don't get excited when, right, what's the thing that Mashiach ba'ala ba'hesach hadas? What does it mean, hesach hadas? Hesach hadas pashut means
they were...
Ein min David ba'ala. Right, yeah.
Ein min David ba'ala ba'hesach hadas. There we go.
Yeah. So, get the lyrics correct. So... what does that mean, Hesach Hadas? Hesach Hadas Pashut means that we're going to be so burnt out and getting so excited about Mashiach that it's just... But I don't believe that, because we need to kachin it. We have to be excited about it.
Hadas, like the Rebbe explains. It's part of your psyche.
Correct. It has to... Right. We have to be so involved in it. I remember hearing the story of Shabbosai Tzvi, that when he was going around, what was... Right. Nowadays, if Shabbosai Tzvi would come, it would be nothing. It would be like, boo, like, okay, another guy, another crazy guy is coming around. Right. But in those days, people literally gave up their jobs. People sold their things just to buy boats, to move to Eretz Yisrael. People were going out of their kelim because Mashiach was here. What do you mean he's the false Mashiach? Mashiach is here. He said he's Mashiach. And he was doing things.
Nobody maxed out your credit cards.
Correct. Right. We're not advocating. Right. We're not advocating for going completely out of your kelim, but we're advocating for, if that was then, and that was without hearing, like third hand things about what was going on. They heard that there may be this and that and the other. Right. Then information was so hard to find, and nevertheless, people that were so far away from what's his name to know what actually was going on. They nevertheless went and changed their lives because they heard about Mashiach. They heard Mashiach was here. Right? And like we said before about Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva sacrificed his entire... put his reputation on the line because Bar Kochba was Mashiach. He was rallying around, and that is our job. We have to rally around Mashiach, whatever he is.
So obviously, disclaimer that both Bar Kochba and Shabbosai Tzvi were obviously wrong. But the difference here, not that it needs to be spelled out, but the reaction of every Pashto Yid then was that this is the Mashiach. Say that's crazy, that's kavaldik. We have our Rebbe telling us that he's Mashiach, that the Nasi Adar is the Mashiach Shabadar. If the Rebbe is still the Nasi Adar, he's still Mashiach. The Rebbe was already appointed, the Rebbe told us.
Right. My point was that if then, when they barely heard anything, they were going crazy, they were going out of their kingdom, for sure here, where we heard from Mipi Mashiach himself. And not only that, but we hear recordings after and we see videos. 30 years later, we still have the things. We are hearing firsthand from Mashiach himself about the whole thing. We should be going like crazy exponentially about what they were doing. And
yeah,
and on top of all of that, on top of all the sichas of Nun Beis about the Rebbe saying Pashas Vayira, that we have this galus already, and then Mishpatim about we have the Peulas Hashem Al HaMashiach already in the world. Now we have the Rebbe giving his go ahead to build a palace for him, Pashat making it concrete, literally. Foundation, you're taking the whole concept of Mashiach, which is very abstract in our minds, and Yoni Gol Mashiach, we're still learning it and all these things, but it's very abstract in our minds.
Yeah.
And here the Rebbe is telling us to push it, build a foundation, tie it down
literally in the concrete.
But it's crazy. It's crazy. And right now there's a whole chakir about the details, but everybody should be involved in finding out the details. What did the Rebbe want? What does the Rebbe want? But even then, it doesn't matter. Because if the Rebbe told us that he wants a palace, we have to... I think the message is more... It goes further than just building the physical palace. It's make Mashiach real. Make Mashiach physically real.
He's a real person with a real palace. He'll be living in Eretz Yisrael. He will rule over the entire world. This is going to happen.
He will be doing real things. He will be physical change. It won't be spiritual. It won't be just Umala Aretz Deyas Hashem. Just our brains will be filled with Deyas Hashem. The Aretz, the land, physical land will be filled with knowledge of Hashem. Physicality will change. And even though you might not see it right now, you might not see the way it is, but we still have to live in a certain vibe, right? Mashiach energy. What's the whole Mashiach energy going around? What is Mashiach energy? Mashiach energy is, Mashiach is in the world physically. Physical change is going on. Are you in tune with that physical change? Are your eyes open? You have to open up your physical eyes. Physical. Again, it's all ties down to Gashmias. You have to build a physical palace. It's pushed like, whoa. That was my reaction when I first heard about it. I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Let's get, this is crazy. Did I bet? Right. The whole Nunan Beis is, you could keep it very abstract, and a lot of people do a very good job at keeping the sichas very himmelish and very not concrete, no physical change. There's no change in the physical world right now, right? There's still people that believe that Shana Shemel HaMashiach Boy, that there's still possible for Mashiach to come still, and we still have to try to say that the Rebbe might be Mashiach if he still fits all the criteria and all that stuff. Nun Beis changed reality. The world changed in Tavshan Nun Beis. It's crazy.
Backtracking just a little bit, the trauma people have from Bar Kokhba, from Shabtai Tzvi, from Jacob Frank, all these guys, you got to drop the trauma. You've got to let this trauma of Golus go. The Rebbe told us we're in Yemei Mashiach, we're still technically in Golus, but only as long as we choose to be. The Rebbe told us it's up to us. We have the key. We don't have to be stuck in Golus. You got to drop the chains. What? Think about it. Ask yourself. Whenever in everyone's fantasia of Geula, however they're imagining it, which I hope they're imagining it, how is it going to happen? Eventually, at some point, we're going to follow Mashiach, and we're going to care about him, and he's going to be our king, and we're going to build him, or he's going to have a palace. This is going to happen at some point. The Rebbe told us Mashiach is here. What are you waiting for? This idea that we don't have to care about Mashiach and we'll just do mitzvahs or whatever. First of all, that was never true. But even if it was at some point, now is the time to get involved. Even if you want to say there was a time when it certainly wasn't important to focus on that aspect. Now is the time to focus on it. This is the time when the Rebbe told us, the Rebbe says we're in Yemei Mashiach. The Rebbe said Mashiach is Behiz Galus. The minif and Dov Maka Mashiach is Shein Given, the Rebbe told us. This is the time. And the Rebbe publicly and sit there and after this whole story happened, the Rebbe sits in the car with Yizhi. Week after week, and I don't want to hear any tainus of the Rebbe just sat there. If that's your Rebbe, we have to have a different conversation about what a Rebbe is. But the Rebbe sat there for day after day for over a year and the Chassidim are singing Yizhi. Long live our king. This is what it says in Tanakh. Yichya Melech. We just came from Beit Nissen. That's what you say. When you want to give chayis to the king, says the Rebbe, how does it work? How does it work for David HaMelech? How does it work for every king? And how does it work for Mashiach? Says the Rebbe, what are you going to say? You're going to say Yichya Melech. And Ad Masai, says the Rebbe, includes Yichya Melech. That means the whole Bakasha of the Geula, Ad Masai doesn't take away from Yichya Melech. The Rebbe says, the Rebbe is adding, if you're looking at it with the right glasses.
Even not only that, but also later, also in Tavshan and Beis, the Rebbe said that the Yechiyah Melech David is being megaled the Atzmas Shel Mashiach.
Even the Ad Matzai, they ask every time we mention it, ask the Bakasha of the Geula, what are we asking? Long live King Mashiach. That's what's really there. That's what the Geula is not separated. The whole point of asking for the Geula is we're asking for Mashiach. It's all about Mashiach. That's the focus. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're leading towards. And then the Rebbe says, yeah, build me a palace. And the Rebbe is involved in the groundbreaking. Again, the Prata will already, the people are figuring it out. But this is the thing. This is going on. That is so exciting. For someone to give a psakim and us the whole thing. I don't understand it. This is so exciting. This is amazing. The Rebbe is going to have a palace of Mashiach. That we go. This is the whole point of Yiddishkeit. The whole point of the universe is whatever part of this process of Mashiach. And here's Mashiach's palace. We're making it concrete. We're making it happen.
Right. Why are you not excited? This is the end. This is the point of everything.
Azak, like these red heifers and Eretz Yisrael that don't have a mucker and entire that's important. And you want to say I don't care about that. I hear you, because it's made up. That's not the way in Tehran that we're going to get to Mashiach. Okay, fine. No problem. My para says Yasser Melech HaMashiach will deliver to Rebecca. I'm not concerned Mashiach will find his paraduma. But this is something that Mashiach himself spoke about. He asked for it. We didn't. He initiated this. So to go say that this is not my thing, I don't care. The private. I don't know. I can't prove you wrong, but I don't understand it. This is
right.
Every chassid should feel that this is important. This matters. This is an amazing thing. They should do everything within their power. To try to make it happen. And as my understanding is, the people in Kfar Chabad, they don't see that the people, the Chassidim, care about this. And they say, okay, so leave us alone. If they will see that all the Chassidim, all the people, they care about this. This is their palace. This is their Rebbe. They want this to happen. They'll build a palace. They'll make it happen.
Right. So let's plug in the armanbuilders.org to go sign.
Armanbuilders.org. Sign your name. Yeah. Show that you care. Look up the research. Do the. It's not only about this. It's about other things like the Sicha Chai Sara, but with the Rebbe is giving over the whole shluchas. Somehow, like you would think people would care about it to try to figure out the pshata. And Baruch Hashem, a lot of people do. But there are some people who are like they're not sure what the pshat is, but they don't care to find out either.
Right. I don't know. So I'm gonna go with what I do know.
Kim and Oz and the whole thing, and whatever, whatever the pshat, as if it's not important. Go learn a different sikha for Chai Sara. Why are you busy with that one?
Right. So this Nakuda reminds me. This Nakuda reminds
we're
me.
We're not here to bash people. Baruch Hashem, everyone's learning. Everyone's davening.
We love everybody.
Everyone loves the Rebbe, but it just needs to be focused. You need to realize you have to put on the right glasses. And so we get caught up in the things we're doing. Nobody. I've never met anyone who means to be on the wrong side of things. Everyone is the hero in their story. Everyone, we're not coming to bash people here. But we are coming to be misguided and to try to see things from a different perspective. Try to put on the glasses. That Rebbe kept talking, Ufaf and Dagan, to open your eyes. Try to put on these glasses. Let's see, if we were going to put on Geula glasses, what would that look like? What were we going to be focused on if we're going to wear Geula glasses? We'd be focusing on building a palace of Mashiach, for one.
And telling everybody about him.
That's something, if you're wearing Geula glasses, is important. You have to put this. We got to leave our shack. We have coming through so many years of Golus, and that's Eibershter's fault. We demand from Eibershter that he take us out of Golus, but we're so many years in Golus. We have a Golus mentality, and the Rebbe is showing us week after week of these, so to speak, Himmelish Sichas. Let me open up the word for you of the Geula mentality and the people who are the San Chassidus, very well. They look at the Sichas and they say, do you know what's going on in the Sichas now from the days? This is Geula stuff over here. Every week, the whole Sichas is wow. This is bringing new life into everything. This is a whole new world that Rebbe is revealing to us. The secrets of Mashiach, the beginnings of it. Terech Hadash Miti Teitzei. The Rebbe is trying to show us. Open your eyes. This week it says even said it. The whole Sichas was about learning the Mashiach Geula. Why? Because that is the way. That is the way you bring out. You reveal the Mashiach inside of yourself. You reveal Mashiach. To make it happen, that to reveal it. The Rebbe says that in a different week it's come to Shved to get this idea into our head that the Geula is for real. What's the answer? Learn about Mashiach, says the Rebbe. It has the power to open up your mind, open up your heart, to care about these things, to make it a reality, like we're saying, a physical, real thing.
Concrete.
Whatever you are, whatever your beliefs are, we need to make it more of a Geula reality in our heads, in our minds, in our hearts.
I want to finish off with talking about putting on Geula glasses. Reminds me of Mashiach Seuda that is coming up in a few weeks. And at one such Mashiach Seuda, the Rebbe said how Mashiach Seuda, there is two different ways of explaining it. I think so. I'm not 100% sure on all the details. If you want to fill up if you want to say the story, you can say the story. I don't know the details.
I think we mentioned it last week. It was by Mashiach Seuda, Tashi Yedbeis. And the Rebbe was speaking about Mashiach's, the Zayin of Mashiach Tanz. Mashiach Tanz. And the Rebbe said, the two Purushim, it can either mean that it's was it a dance about Mashiach, or that literally it's Mashiach Tanz, Mashiach is here. And
then dancing with you.
Was Leintzich Mabon's Besed, that it's Mashiach dance, Mashiach is here.
Right. I think that is a story that everybody can live with, right? You have two options. The one that Pashat, it's much more geshmak, it I don't understand. It feels better. It feels so much better to know that not only at, but it, we have it. We have it in the world. We have the power to make it a reality. You just have to open it. Like, opening your eyes, it's like one of the simplest things. I think the easiest thing that you can do in your body, the easiest limbs, or limbs, whatever it is, the easiest thing to move is your eyelids. Pashut, it's so simple, so tiny, so minute to change, to go from one reality to the other. Pashut, you have two options. Either to live Gaulist mentality, to live Gaulist, or to live Geula. And the change is simple.
It's like waking up from a dream. Somehow when waking up from a dream, it's more complicated. That's why Gaulist is a dream. So it's a whole...
Correct, but the act itself is so...
You go to sleep and you wake up. That's right. The truth is, it's all fake news. The truth of the matter is, when you chapsich, I'm dreaming, and you take a wake up, it's instantaneous. It happens.
It's instantaneous.
Easy. Yeah, let's open our eyes.
Let's open our eyes.
Let's build the Rebbe his palace, and let's bring Mashiach now.
We